Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a fantastic week. I'm going to go there in this podcast. I'm going to go somewhere that a lot of people feel uncomfortable with, and I know they do because in my actual conversations with clients, whenever I bring this up, there's some awkwardness. There's some discomfort. And so hopefully you feel that as you listen. Hopefully it challenges you. But I'm going to talk about your 401k. Should you be contributing to your 401k? For some of you, that answer is yes, 100%. But for a lot of people, the answer might be no. And it's not because there's anything wrong with a 401k. It just might not be that you're ready for that yet. And I'm going to tell you a plan that I truly believe can give you wild success long term at saving aggressively by stopping your 401k for the short term. So can you have wild success long term by stopping for the short term? And explain why. If you have questions as you listen, or if you just want to tell me I'm crazy, that's fine. Go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Again, mylifeismore.com. You can ask any questions you want or give me your thoughts and comments. But I hope you have a great week, and I hope that you take this seriously because I'm all about you having success in the long term. So we got to talk about your 401k. This is going to be a come to Jesus meeting. If you grew up in the church, you've heard that expression. My dad was a pastor. It was always, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting. We're going to have to come have a difficult conversation, bring you back into the fold. All right, so 401ks are kind of the sacred cow of American finance, right? It was interesting. I met with two clients recently. One who was just starting out, he's only been married for a few weeks and he and his wife came in. Another client who is nearing retirement. And I told them both the same thing and I got the exact same reaction from both of them, which made me realize I need to talk about this more on the air. I told them both to stop contributing to their 401ks. Now it's their money. I always make this clear. I mean, I don't control what they do. But the advice I gave both of them was you really need to stop that 401k contribution. And when I say that, some of you pause and you immediately assume that that's not okay because that's what both these clients did. And I love both of these people. They're great. So they weren't angry or anything, but they both came to me and said, no one's ever said that before. No one has ever said that before. In fact, the young person said, all I've ever been told in my job, in my school, by my family, was to contribute everything I could to a 401k. And my other client, nearing retirement, she said the same thing. In fact, she said, not only am I contributing up to the match, I'm trying to increase it constantly because I'm getting so close to retirement. That's the norm, right? And let me say before anything else, there's amazing things about 401ks. I love 401ks. Let me tell you a few of the great things about them. First of all, they're a great way to get a great tax treatment as you save for retirement. So you get tax-deferred growth, whether it's a regular 401k that's pre-tax or a Roth 401k that's after-tax. Either way, you're getting special tax treatment. And you know that I love special tax treatment. I hate giving extra money to the IRS that I don't have to. So tax treatment is great. Also, it's a way to do enforced savings, and that's important. Right? Basically, for a lot of us, and me included, if that money comes in my paycheck into my checking account, I might have a hard time not spending it, right? It helps me to have something set up, an external structure, a system to put that money aside where I can't easily get to it. A 401k is a great way to do that, right? And then most 401ks carry a match. So I'm getting free money from my employer. If I put some money in, they're contributing even more money. It's free extra dollars. Who would not want that? That's a great thing. So those are all amazing reasons to love 401ks, right? It's enforced savings, it's free money, and it gets special tax treatment. Those are all good things. So now, why in the world would I tell you not to contribute? Because there's a pattern I've seen, not every once in a while, but over and over and over again with this. And it's getting to the point where I talk about it all the time because I see the same pattern so much. So let's see if this describes you because it describes both of these clients. Even though one is in their early 20s and one is in her mid to late 50s, they're both in the same pattern. And it's funny, when you come across patterns that exist across generations, across demographics, across, you know, hopes and dreams for the future, that should make you pause and pay attention. So let me see if this describes you as well. In both of these cases, they were contributing every extra dollar that they felt comfortable with into the 401k. And what that meant was they did not have a significant emergency fund built, first of all. They both had some money sitting liquid, but not significant amounts. And second, they both were carrying a lot of credit card debt. And we know that most Americans are carrying a lot of credit card debt. Now, we don't like to admit this. And sometimes when we think about credit card debt, we think about like, well, that person must just be off spending money for no reason, you know, buying massive TVs, et cetera. But a lot of times that's not the reason people get into credit card debt. In fact, the most common reason I see people get into credit card debt is because life happens, right? The unexpected happens. It will happen. A car breaks down. We have a medical emergency. Something goes down. And at that point, I've got to figure out how to pay for it. And if all of my extra money is going into a 401k, that's not easily accessible. I might have savings in there. I might have $50,000 in there. But I can't get to it easily, okay? And I don't have enough in my emergency fund to pay for this. So I'm going to swipe a credit card. And whatever that amount was, a few thousand dollars, I can't pay back in a lump sum. So now it's going to start growing at interest, and I'm going to make minimum payments on it or as much as I can. Well, what interest rate is being charged on this? It's at least 10% on most credit cards, usually closer to 20. So let's just split the difference and say I'm getting charged 15, 16% interest now on that credit card. All right, now am I going to make 15, 16% in my 401k over time? I mean, if I make that in 1 year, I feel great. A lot of people made that last year. Please don't get used to that. That's not normal. I hate to burst your bubble on this. That's not possible. So if I'm not going to earn that much, in fact, I'm earning a good bit less if I look over a long period of time in a 401k, but I'm sitting here paying 15, 16% interest, at least on my credit card that's growing, how am I saving significant money for the future? Am I? Really? I feel good because that money's going in the 401k. But if I've got a big chunk of debt sitting out there charging a higher interest rate than I'm earning in my 401k, that's a problem. That dramatically slows down the actual net growth that I have overall. Right? This is a pattern I see over and over again. Are you part of this pattern? Do you see this in yourself? Parameters of that in a second. Suddenly you have a foundation for real aggressive growth that truly can be built on. You're going to see real gains because now all the money that was going towards debt, right, plus all the money you already had going into the 401k, plus the match you're all building, and you can keep going after it. Here's the beauty of this, and I talked about this, man, in both these cases, looking at these client situations, the amount of debt they had felt like it could take years and years, but when we use this plan, they could literally have a fully funded emergency plan and pay off all the debt they had within 2 years, maybe three at the most. Okay, so I said, if we can think short term here, that in literally in 2 years, you could be at a place where you have a fully funded emergency fund. So I call that 3 months of expenses, right? So you can literally, it's walkaway money. You could go anywhere. You could leave your job. You know you were covered for 3 months. Before you pay off the debt or anything else, we do that because that stops the cycle in its tracks. If I have 3 months of needs sitting just in a savings account, then when life does happen, which it will, and again, that could be the car breaking down, that could be losing my job, whatever it is, I don't have to swipe the credit card because I've got 3 months liquid sitting there. So the first thing I do when I stop my 401k is I build that 3 months. So I've now stopped the cycle. And then from there, once that's built, all the money flows into paying off that bad debt. It flows into paying off those credit cards with the high interest. So that goes away. And when I describe this to people and I show them, I chart it out for them with their situation and say, look at this. In 2 years, you're at a place where you've got 3 full months sitting. You've never had that before in your life. It's sitting liquid. And you've paid off the debt. And now all that extra money flows into your investments for the future. You can invest in that Roth IRA. You can invest back in your 401k and get the match. And here's the growth we can see off of that. That is a liberating, amazing thing, but you might have to do something a little crazy to get there. Something outside of your comfort zone. Something that causes the HR person at work to look at you funny or your friends to tell you you're making a terrible mistake or your parents, honestly. And for some people, they don't need to do this. If you're not in debt, If you're not, if you have a fully funded emergency fund, save away, friend. Get that match. Go after it. That's beautiful. But most people don't. But we're stuck on this American concept of, I've got to put the first dollars into the 401k. No, that is what's killing you. Your first dollars need to build a foundation, and then you can truly grow like you've never imagined. If you don't know how to do that, or if you doubt that this applies to your situation, because a lot of people do. I tell a lot of people this, they go, well, that wouldn't work for me. And then I chart it out for them, and it's like, holy cow, there's a different way forward here, and I can actually see success with this. If you don't believe me, or if you've never seen something like that, but the idea of having that kind of a situation, the idea of knowing literally you have walk-away money, you can handle the next crisis that comes along, you can be flexible, and not only that, your debt is gone. You can save aggressively for the future. If you want that, please jump on my website, mylifeismore.com. Challenge me. Show me your situation. Let's see if we can do something different here. You can get a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, to talk about the specifics of what you're going through. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, or you can call us. I know it's early in the morning, but I've got a great team standing by. That number is 855-224-3526. Again, 855-224-3526. And I tell you what, I've been amazed at two things. One, how prevalent this pattern is of that feeling of I can't make any progress when the tools are there to make progress. But the second thing is just the impact that I see when people implement this and then walk forward with that level of freedom. I remember this clearly. I remember years and years ago, one of my first jobs, my wife and I had gotten into some credit card debt, and we got a tax refund. And earlier, I talk a lot about how much I hate tax refunds because it's, you know, just an interest-free loan to the IRS. But anyway, but I remember we got that refund and we put the whole thing towards our debt and we paid off the debt with the refund. And I remember that feeling of just the weight being lifted off my shoulders and that feeling of, oh my word, we're totally free of this. We don't have that hanging over us anymore. It's an incredible, incredible thing. So I get excited about it. All right.